How do you know if your follow-up is on the borderline of annoyance? If you've ever had someone snap at you on a pitch call, you're probably crossing that line. I have a large dog, and when I walk her on the streets of New York City, the little dogs will sometimes yap at her incessantly. I have no idea what they are saying, and usually my dog ignores the yappers, but every once in a while, the yappers cross that annoyance line, and she barks back with force, which generally scares everyone on the street. Before you push your pitch past the line of annoyance, examine your follow-up more closely. Does it resemble a small yapping dog just asking for the same thing over and over, providing no new reason for the call? This type of follow-up is robotic and annoying and deserving of a big dog bark back. The pitch challenge today? Give more thought to your pitch follow-up. Is there an update you can give that changes the relevance of your pitch? Is there something additional you can offer as part of the deal that would benefit the person you are pitching? Can you send the person a useful note that doesn't have anything to do with selling them to show your sincerity and wanting to work with them? Whatever you do, don't turn into the small yapping dog on the street. It's the quickest way to get shut down by the big dog.